We were learning about those who recite Kaddish, those individuals who have the right to daven the Amud, the Shliach Tzibur. There are some times in which they should not. Be'ezi yomim ein ha'avil mispalel lifnei Amud. When are the times in which a person who is in a veil should not lead the davening? And before we begin with the words of the Magen Avraham, this is certainly not in the event that it's Marutzal Kahal. If the entire congregation demands of it, then there's certainly exceptions to these rules. But nonetheless, the Magen Avraham says as follows: B'yamim shein omrim behen lamatzeach b'keler achapayim ein avel espal lifnei amud. Basically explains that the way you can determine whether or not you, the avel, are allowed or should daven as the chazan is in the event whether or not lamatzeach is said. So if you know that lamatzeach is not said on that particular day, then you can daven. V'chein hu b'noyim megadim l'bal ha'pri megadim, it's brought down by others. V'hu nochon al pi diri hamaril she'en ha'avel mispal lifnei omud b'yomim sharkal shori b'simcha. So the reason for this is that an avel should not be leading the davening as a shliach tzibur at a time in which the kehila is involved in some type of a simcha. They're rejoicing, they're happy. Ki ein roi she'amid lifnei ateva mi she'en shori b'simcha. It's interesting that a person who is an avelus, even maybe it's their 9th or 10th month, that's considered to be an individual who is she'en shori b'simcha. That's not on the same level of rejoicing for the obvious reason of their beloved individual that passed away. So therefore, at a time in which the entire community is celebrating a simcha, it's inappropriate that you should be the one leading the davening at that particular time. The law to Avinatu Aprim Gadim Shekol Yom She'en Omrim Bala Matzeach Harihu Yom Simcha. And therefore he explains, Aprim Gadim does, that in the event that La Matzeach has said, without doing much more investigation, understanding what the significance of that day is, we rest assured that that day is a day of simcha. That's one understanding of one way to determine whether or not the avil is to daven on that particular day. But not everyone agrees to this. According to the words of the Binyamin Zev, which brings down the Darchi Moshe, he says a different criteria. He says she'ein ha'avel mispalil ifnei omud b'yomim shagehenem shoyves. We know that Gehenem is obviously not a good place, but it's not open 7 days a week, fortunately. On Shabbos, for example, there is no Gehenem. Gehenem is closed, whatever that means. Obviously, for further discussion, exactly the significance of that. Ein hadavarim amurim el b'Shabbos v'yom tov v'chol hamoed. He says, therefore, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol Hamoed, in which there is no Gehenna during that time, that's the time in which the person who's in a veil does not daven for the tzibur. And the basic idea behind this is that the purpose of the avil, saying Kaddish and davening, is so that the person who may be going through some type of cleansing process in the other world, that will elevate the neshama. That'll cause that person to not have to suffer, so to speak. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chol Moed, in which there is no Gehenna anyway, then it's not really necessary for you to have to take that role upon yourself. He then continues and says that, quoting in the name of the Psikta, Shigam Barosh Chodesh, Or Shal Gehenem Shoyves. This is also, Gehenem is closed. Again, exactly what that means, it's further discussion. But nonetheless, also, it's not just Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, also on Rosh Chodesh. And there's discussion brought down in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, why Rosh Chodesh is comparable to Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'yesh Hamosifin Aydi HaZohar Kadosh. The Zohar tacks on something as well. And he says, it's based on his words, it's understood that Aminik Shein HaAveli Mispan Lifnei Omud B'Shabbos V'yom Tov Chol Moed Rosh Chodesh Chanukah U'Purim. That he says, not only, as we said, Rosh Chodesh, but also on Chanukah and Purim. And there are actually those people, there are some kehilot that have the custom that in the event, certain times in which, for example, Rosh Chodesh, as well as on Chanukah, let's say, in which there is Hallel, that the person who is an Avelis will still daven. They'll daven Mincha, they'll daven Mariv, and also they'll daven Shachris only up until but not including Hallel. However, it's brought down that there really should, that should, custom doesn't necessarily apply. It's not extremely logical, because after all, based on the reason we said above, that the Irish of Gehenim Shaivas, that the Gehenim is closed, so it doesn't really make a difference. Therefore, what's the difference if you're davening Shachris or Mincha or Marv? So therefore, that really should just be a day that a person just doesn't daven at all. Concluding with the last paragraph, he says, Abba B'chol Shar HaYomim, when it comes to other days, Av She'en Omrim Behen Lamatzeach V'chel Rechapayim, even if Lamatzeach is not said, according to this opinion, HaMinag Shemispalim Lifnei Omrim, we still allow the Avil to daven. And what would be an example of a time in which Gehenim is open, but nonetheless Lamatzeach is not said? For example, Bepurim Katan, which we'll be having this upcoming year, which is in time of another Aleph, Tu B'Shvat, Pesach Sheni, Vlag B'Omer, Ve'arve Yomim Tovim. V'mincha, the Erev Shabbos, Ve'arve Yom Tov, Yesh Chiluki Minhagim. There's different opinions according to that. But again, those are the two basic ideas of when Kaddish, and rather when the person who is saying Kaddish should daven Lifnei Amud, and which days Ein Ha'avil Mispal Lifnei Amud that they should not. V'chanan Mechash Vazach HaKadosh Baruch HaSachos V'chachar V'ham Tamar Tishnemar Adonai Chavetz Amasin Koyadil Tadav Yadir.